This is NHR Sport.
Hello and welcome to Nottingham Hospital Radio's weekly football highlights podcast, replaying the best action from recent games that the NHR sports team have covered for the patients and staff of the QMC and City Hospitals. We have two games for you this time, Nottingham Forest against West Ham United in the Premier League shortly. But first, it's Notts County's League 2 trip to take on Tranmere Rovers in the Wirral. Your commentator for this game is Richard Smith.
It's Nottingham Hospital's radio scoreboard for a Saturday afternoon, live from Prenton Park, as Tranmere Rovers take on Notts County. And we're underway. Plays it infield, looking for Jody Jones. Got a bit of space to work into. Jones gives it to Sarulla. Edge of the 18-yard box. Nick Sarulla's got two for company. Back to Jody Jones. First time ball in. Barry Cotter almost getting on the end of it. Good work there from both Jody Jones and Barry Cotter. Just failing to get a toe end on that ball as it bounced across the corridor of uncertainty around about 3 yards from the goal line, with the keeper rooted to the line. Iolpenda's been robbed, and now Charlie Whittaker gets the ball across to Omari Patrick, and puts the ball in the back of the net. And a ball given away on that far side from Notts County has ended up in the Notts County goal with 44 minutes on the watch. As I say, it fell to Tom Iolpenda, who looked as though he got pushed over. The referee said and did nothing. It broke for Charlie Whittaker, and his square ball across came to Omari Patrick on the far post. And with only the keeper to beat, he slotted the ball into the right-hand side of Kelly Roos's goal. 44 minutes gone here at Prenton Park. It's Tranmere Rovers 1, Notts County 0. Well, referee does blow for half-time. And Notts County were in that game up until the 44th minute, when Tom Iolpenda just lost possession of the ball halfway inside his own half. Former Notts player Charlie Whittaker ran with it into the 18-yard box, squared it across. Omari Patrick, unmarked at the far side, managed to turn the ball in for the only goal of a turgid, really, first half. Not many chances for either side in that first half. But at half-time here at Prenton Park, unfortunately, it's Tranmere Rovers 1, Notts County 0. And we are just about to get underway for the second half here at Prenton Park. Tranmere Rovers 1, Notts County 0. Referee gets us underway. I think it's fair to say that Notts County didn't have a great first half. No shots on goal. MacDonald again. 10 yards inside his own half. Plays it out wide for Sarulla. First time ball round the corner, looking for the run of Jody Jones. Iolpenda finds Jones. Sarulla. Iolpenda into the 18-yard box, gets a cross ball in for Matthew Dennis to score from 2 yards out. Terrific effort, and Tom Iolpenda makes up for the fact that he lost the ball for Tranmere Rovers' goal in the first half, gets onto the end of the 18-yard box and squares the ball in. Again, it's in that corridor where the keeper doesn't know whether to come or stay, and Matthew Dennis launches into the ball and gets his fifth goal of the season. It's now Tranmere Rovers 1, Notts County 1. Jody Jones getting some fresh instructions from Martin Patterson, and Notts County's top scorer from last season is going to be replacing Tom Iolpenda. So Notts will go with two up top and play with Jody Jones on his own in behind the two. So that's an interesting move from Martin Patterson there. Tom Iolpenda has had a decent game, apart from that giving the ball away in that first half for the Tranmere Rovers goal. Has now been replaced by Alassana Jatta. Smallwood knocks it forward against Matt Palmer. He finds Jatta. He plays a lovely ball in for Matthew Dennis. He's in on goal. He knocks it against the goalkeeper. It'll break for Keller Gordon! Notts have the lead, it's 2-1. As the ball broke forward. It was a lovely turn round the corner by Alassane Ajata into the path of Matthew Dennis, who ran forward with the ball. He knocked the ball against the keeper, who's now down in his own penalty area. But it broke kindly for Kellen Gordon, who knocked the ball in on the volley for his first goal of the season. It's Notts County 2, Tranmere Rovers 1. Players falling over left, right and centre as the ball comes in towards the centre of goal. It's headed goalwards. It's cleared away off the line. Amari Patrick puts the ball wide for a goal kick. It was cleared off the line as it bounced around. And the ball broke for Amari Patrick about 15 yards from goal. He thought it came off a Notts player before it went wide. But the ball went wide of the left-hand upright. And it is a goal kick to Notts County, I'm thinking. And he'll clear it out of hand. The referee blows for full time. And Notts County get their first 3 points on the road this season, thanks to two goals in the second half on 48 minutes for Matthew Dennis, turning in a lovely cross by Tom Iopender, and Kellen Gordon profiting from a rebound off the keeper from Matthew Dennis's shot from the edge of the 18-yard box to make the score 2-1 at that point. The first goal in the first half came by way of Omari Patrick, who had turned in a ball from Charlie Whittaker, but a terrific second half performance from Notts County has led to the final score here at Prenton Park. It's finished. Tranmere Rovers 1, Notts County 2.
This is NHR Sport. NHR Sport is on the lookout for a main sponsor. We are now able to offer a sponsorship opportunity for a company or individual that would like to support our committed team of volunteers who provide comprehensive coverage of Nottingham Forest and Notts County games. Our flagship sports show, Scoreboard, carries full match commentaries on a weekly basis for the patients and staff of the Queen's Medical Centre and City Hospitals. And as this is our 40th year of providing that service to our listeners, we'd like to find that special company or individual who'd like to help us out. For more information and detail about this amazing opportunity, please log on to nhradio.org.uk and go to the sponsor page. That's nhradio.org.uk.
So now it's off to the City Ground, where Nottingham Forest took on West Ham in the Premier League. Your commentators for this game are Rajiv Hassan and Lewis Brown.
We wait for Craig Porson to blow the whistle. And there it goes, the whistle for this Premier League clash, Nottingham Forest versus West Ham. 2 p.m. kickoff in the Premier League, and Matt Sells starts by kicking the ball long. Nope, 7 minutes into the game. Ball with Ionov, plays it long, looking for Ndoye. That's a great run by Ndoye if he can bring it down. He does. Ndoye into the penalty area, crosses it. Nobody is. Oh, it's actually behind Chris Wood. It rolled along the edge of the six-yard area, but Chris Wood was just a bit too in front of it. He was already into the six-yard box and unfortunately goes behind. But that was a dangerous ball from Forrest. Quite a simple ball, straight over the top to the fast Dan Ndoye.
Mavropanos. And here comes Kilman, finds Gilfin a little bit of space halfway inside the Forest half. That's a lovely ball round the back of the Forest defence. Now a chance here for Fernandes. It's a great effort, and what a good save there by Matt Sells as Paquetá came in on the edge of the penalty area and just inside the Forest box, had a first-time left-footed effort which was heading towards the top of the Forest net until Sells tipped it over. But a little bit of a concern there down behind Ola Aina, because it was a bit too easy for them to get behind him.
Yeah, I noticed this in the Crystal Palace game as well. Ndoye doesn't really track back and help out Aina. He's got a lot to do, and that one just showed that he lost track of Fernandes. Great cross, good shot by Paqueta, but Sells was quick to it, read the flight of the ball and was able to tip it over the bar after 39 minutes here at the City Ground.
Indeed, so here at the City Ground at half time, it is Nottingham Forest 0, West Ham 0.
And there we are, Craig Porson blows for the second half here at the City Ground for this Premier League clash as Nottingham Forest take on West Ham United. On the right, and Chris Wood up front on his own for Forest as Hudson-Odoi crosses the ball in, finds Wood, who is just past the penalty spot, and it has a clear header, but it's he sort of more passes it back to Hermansen than he does head it on target or for a goal, and Hermansen grasped it. But that's a good chance for Forest. We're only about 2 minutes into the second half. It's still Forest 0, West Ham 0. Finds Walker-Peters. He plays it inside back to Paqueta. Brings it under control with his left foot. Then he tries to pass it to Fernandez, but Sangari then wins it, but misplaces his pass, and it's now out wide. And the shot's taken, and again it's Matt Sells who has to come to Forest rescue to stop. I think it was Fulkrug who got out wide left inside the penalty area, takes a shot trying to go across Matt Sells. Matt Sells gets good two hands to it, pushes it out and away. 55 minutes gone, it's still Forest 0, West Ham 0. Out wide left to Hudson-Odoi. He's trying to beat Walker-Peters. Plays it back to Anderson. He's told to shoot. Anderson does shoot, but it's blocked by Paqueta. And the ball bounces all the way back. Forest is still going to have possession. As the some funny comes out here at the City Ground.
It is really... It is, as you said, chaos in the last few minutes.
Absolutely. As Murillo passes the ball through to Sangari. Finds Gibbs-White. Forest just seems to have lifted themselves. Plays the ball through to Anderson. Trying to find a shot. Can't. Gets his toe on the ball out wide to Hudson-Odoi, who takes a shot, but it's straight at Hermansen from the wide left. He looked to try and whip it in. It wasn't quite his normal angle. He was a bit further left than he normally likes to be, and he hits it straight into the arms of Hermansen. It was on target, and after 62 minutes, it's still Forest 0, West Ham 0. As he looks for Callum Wilson, McAtee then tries to play a ball to Anderson. West Ham have come away with it, and it's Wilson on the edge of the area, wriggles past a few, gets a shot, it's deflected, and it's a great save by Sells. Wilson managed to get himself a yard of space. He takes a shot from the edge of the area, it hits Murillo, loops up, and it looks like it might just go in and over Sells, who just gets some fingertips to it and pushes it over the bar. Probably the best chance of the game so far comes to West Ham on 67 minutes, but it's still Forest 0, West Ham 0, West Ham corner. Yeah, Forest just lost their way a little bit in the game in the last sort of 5 minutes or so, not really been able to put the foot on the ball. West Ham taking an age over this throw.
Yep, as Aina gets a header clear, Gibbs-White gets onto it. Eventually, I think West Ham, Somerville is on the edge of the area, gets away from one, there's a shot! Oh my word, that's a goal! That is 1-0 to West Ham, and that's a beautiful first time left footed curler into the corner of the net from Lucas Paqueta. In fact, it's Bowen, I beg your pardon, another great left footed player. It's Bowen who stuck the ball into the Forest net, and well, we said that West Ham had certainly not written off going for this game, and they've got that all important first goal. It's Nottingham Forest 0, West Ham 1. 5 or 6 minutes, really, Forest had just lost their way a little bit after a very good spell of 20 minutes of more energy, better half chances and chances in and around that West Ham area. But they've got all the work to do now, and West Ham looking like going for more as Somerville, who's come on and made a difference already himself, as has Wilson. The two subs have been brilliant. Is that a penalty? He's given a penalty against Sangare. Yep, Somerville has gone outside Sangare. There's not a lot of protestations here, and it looks like it could well be a penalty from the replay I've just seen. So this could be a disaster as far as Forest are concerned, with an opportunity for West Ham to go two goals up within the space of a minute and a half. Their fruits at the end of all that is a penalty and a chance to make it 2-0 here at the City Ground. Paqueta lines up with that left foot of his against Matt Sells. And the referee's ready, blows the whistle, and Paqueta takes a deep breath, shuffles to the right, and prepares to take the penalty, and he knocks it into the far corner, and that's 2-0 to West Ham here. And some Forest fans around us, quite a few, are getting up and leaving now. They feel that this is not going to go their way today. That's been a very, very disappointing a performance by the Reds today so far. They've got a few minutes left. Back it goes to Ola Aina, and Williams gets it back now. Still just over the halfway line. It's going to go up for a header, and Paqueta wins a good header that time. Finds Somerville, who's that dangerous and quick and nimble substitute that's come on. He finds Juf on the overlap on the left-hand side. Still looking for another goal now, West Ham. It's a great ball to the back post, and that's going to be another goal! Oh, that's a beautiful move, and you've got to say, that's a really good goal, and that really does put a cap on it for West Ham and also for Nottingham Forest. That is good night and God bless, because it's 3-0 to West Ham now, and a superb move down their left, a lovely ball onto the head of Callum Wilson, and if anyone's deserved a goal in the second half, it's him. He's come on and made a distinct difference to the West Ham attacking line, and Forest fans are naturally leaving in their droves now, as you'd expect, and it's not a good place to be right now.
Well, it has finished at the City Ground in this Premier League clash between Forest and West Ham. It's finished Forest 0, West Ham 3.
Well, that's all we have for now. Thanks for listening.
This is NHR Sports.